Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Charlie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the initial planning phase of the multi-million dollar study into railways around the Sunshine Coast is set to be wrapped up this year. The Beerburrum to Nambour Rail Upgrade Duplication Study, costing $6.25 million, is the latest in 17 years of rail planning. The study will inform what infrastructure will be required following the completion of the Beerburrum to Nambour Rail Upgrade, which is already under construction. The duplication study will assess future capacity and plans for subsequent stages of the upgrade, which could include services between Nambour and Gympie North. Construction for the project is expected to be completed in late 2027.
In national news, regional Qantas ground crews have voted in favour of industrial action to demand better pay and conditions. The Transport Workers Union revealed that 97% of those 350 voters backed industrial action, including work stoppages, a choice motivated by pay, safety, and conditions dropping. Union National Secretary Michael Caine said, quote, "These ground workers don't want to go on strike, but after being sold a false promise that this airline would finally treat them with respect, they've got no other choice." In a statement, Qantas said that it was committed to reaching an agreement with staff, including annual pay rises and more full-time opportunities, and revealed it has contingency plans to minimise any impact of operations in a potential strike. Currently, no date has been set for a strike.
The Shire of East Pilbara is set to refund Mineral Resources nearly $160,000 in historic rates from the road maintenance budget. The remote Western Australian Council will refund the money to MinRes after the state government overturned a controversial Supreme Court case that ruled that local councils could claim rates from companies mining occupied Crown land. Local governments that imposed fees on miners have been ordered to refund them, backdated all the way to 2017. Local residents of Kunawirichi, 2,000 kilometres northeast of Perth, are concerned that they will be isolated thanks to a lack of critical supplies and medical care on damaged roads, which were damaged by mining impact. The Shire has asked MinRes to consider withdrawing applications for the refund and noted that MinRes's legal representatives had taken an aggressive approach in pursuing refunds.
A fresh Australian study has revealed new features of the thylacine, more commonly known as the Tasmanian tiger, undermining a key reason for its extinction. An analysis of a number of thylacine skulls found that a long upper jaw and wide snout meant that the Tasmanian tiger had a unique bite, one that Professor Vera Weisbecker from Flinders University described as unlike any other living meat-eating mammal. Weisbecker said, quote, "You can't really compare the thylacine to any of the animals it's been compared to before. It's a very unique thing." A digital reconstruction of a thylacine skull helped in confirming that it did not hunt sheep and livestock as widely believed, but smaller prey such as bandicoots, further confirming that government bounties in 1888 wrongly contributed to the animal's extinction.
In international news, football great Lionel Messi has announced his retirement from the Argentinian team at age 39, saying he has, quote, "nothing left to give." The world-renowned player captained Argentina to World Cup glory in Qatar in 2022 and has scored 125 goals in 207 appearances, making him the country's all-time leading scorer and most capped player. He is the second highest goal scorer in World Cup history with 21 goals, sitting one goal behind France's Kylian Mbappe. The announcement comes less than a month after the death of his father, at which time he had expressed doubts about the future of his international career. Messi's career will continue at the club level with Major League Soccer team Inter Miami, where he has a contract that runs to the end of the 2028 season.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 17 degrees and it's looking cloudy for the next few hours. The sun might poke its head out around 3 p.m. before setting at 5:34 p.m. It's going to be a max of 23 today, which is the coolest it's going to get this week. So revel in the grey if you're not a fan of the heat. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, There's always further to go. You're listening to The Anteroom on 4ZZZ.
Tune into The Anteroom, 4ZZZ, 102.1 FM is your